reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers. And as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, they stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, and he saw him, but he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, proved neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a dynamism happening in the readings today. Jonah runs away from his mission to the Ninevites, and in so running, runs away from God. We see that anytime somebody runs away from God, there are consequences for others, just like there were consequences for those on the boat on its way to Tarshish. Likewise, in the gospel today, you see that priest leaving Jerusalem, going downhill from Jerusalem, which is on a tall mountain, down to the literally lowest place on earth, the lowest city on earth, Jericho. And as he goes down, leaving God, he's distancing himself from others. Likewise, that Levite going down from Jerusalem doesn't say it explicitly, but it seems that the Samaritan was drawing near to Jerusalem, even though Jews and Samaritans didn't have anything to do with each other. Because he was drawing near to God, he was also drawing near to a neighbor who needed his help. Jesus gave this twofold commandment, which are very, very similar: to love God with all we've got, and to love our neighbor as ourself. The two are intrinsically connected. We can't really love God unless we're loving our neighbor. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you, not love me as I have loved you," and stopped there. He told Peter to feed my sheep, tend my lambs, tend my sheep, when he asked him 3 times, "Do you love me more than everything else?" To draw near to God, if we're truly drawing near to God, we will be drawing near to others. This double dynamism of running away from the Lord and then running toward the Lord and therefore toward neighbors was played out in an unforgettable way in the life of Blessed Bartolo Longo, whom the church celebrates today. He lost his mother when he was 10. He was brilliant growing up near Naples. And after that, he was wounded. It's a confusing time for him as a teenager. And then he got to the University of Naples right at the time of great civil strife in Italy when Garibaldi was trying to suppress the Papal States and reunite Italy. There were a lot of priests, for example, at that time abandoning their priesthood with great toxic hatred for the church. And somehow they ended up with professorialships at the University of Naples, where he was going to study law. And he was filled with their same hatred in such a way that the desire for the supernatural, which had never been suppressed in him, was going to be fulfilled in another way. He started to go to these seances, these other occult practices. Eventually started to get into the practice of Satanism, such that at the time when he was 23, after fasting himself almost to the bone and studying all night long, he was consecrated as a satanic priest and started to practice Satanism and lead other people down this road. Bartolo's family tried to help him. It was very difficult. They were praying like crazy. Others among his friends were doing the same. And eventually a good Samaritan, a layman at the University of Naples, drew near, started to debate with him, started to open up his mind to some things. And finally, when he had an opening, he said, "Do you really want to die in an insane asylum and go to hell?" Eventually, he started to think about it, started to talk more with this professor. Professor had the guts to invite him into his own home so that he'd be able to keep an eye on him. The professor invited a Dominican priest over to start talking with him. After a few weeks, the Dominican was able to hear his confession and restore him to his faith. But that wasn't the end of the story with Blessed Bartolo. He was still haunted by what he had done. He was very bright, and he was a tutor of this countess's children. And because he was a lawyer, he was going out to inspect some of her properties near Pompeii. As he was going through a field, he started to see all her workers, how ignorant they were, how immoral they were out of ignorance, how lost they were. He began to think about his own state. He remembered enough from the Bible that a priest is ordained a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And he had been consecrated a satanic priest, and he began to worry that he was going to be a satanic priest forever, that there was no real hope for him, that he was lost. He got down on his knees and he began to pray. But then he started to hear the words of that Dominican priest, Fra Alberto, who had said to him the promise of Our Lady, that he who propagates my rosary will be saved. And he said, "The only way I know that I can be saved is by propagating the rosary." So he did. And he thought that that might be the great way for all the peasants working at the countess's farm. They were illiterate. They couldn't read the Bible. They couldn't read the catechism. But he figured that the rosary would be a way in which, entering into the school of Mary, they would be able to contemplate the life of the blessed fruit of her womb. So he helped. He found in a flea market an image of Our Lady that he redeemed from that yard sale. Then he built a tiny little church on the property and put that image there. Eventually, all the peasants started to come as the rosary devotion started to spread down there among the illiterati. So that he asked the countess to use her money to build the big, beautiful basilica of Our Lady of Pompeii. It was there that it began to spread even further, such that he started to give lots of lectures on our rosary, even write new mysteries, those mysteries that would eventually become the luminous mysteries. We pray every Thursday, and I would encourage you on This Is Feast Day to pray today, either in substitution or in addition to the joyful mysteries. Blessed Bartolo Longo, at the same time as he was drawing near to the Lord, really did try to draw near to others. He was volunteering at the Neapolitan Hospital for the Incurables, putting his own life at risk in order to care for those with communicable diseases. There in Pompeii, he started to build orphanages and schools and even technical training facilities so that the children of convicts in jail wouldn't end up the same way. He started to turn so many lives around by entering into the love of the Good Samaritan. Today, as we come forward, we need to look really at the direction of our lives. Are we really running toward the Lord and running toward others with love? Or are we keeping ourselves at a distance, at what we mistakenly believe is a holy distance, so that we don't catch their contagion? Blessed Bartolo Longo is not only an icon of conversion, but an icon of what the Good Samaritan looks like in the modern world. Let us ask him to pray for us, that we, after our conversion, might love the Lord our God with all we've got, and love our neighbor as Christ has loved us first, and loves us still, drawing near to us from heaven to enter into us in holy communion.